Bill McNamara, along with Abby, a Catahoula, and Sam, a lab mix, crush through the woods towards a grove of native sugar maples he's tapped.
And I'll just walk along with my five-gallon bucket and empty them in there and fill it up and take it home and boil it down.
Sounds easy, but it takes days to boil down 5 gallons of maple sap into 1 pint of thick amber syrup. But Bill McNamara, a tall and broad, good-looking, silver-haired fellow, is a very patient guy.
It started flowing fast. You see how it's all the way up?
The plastic jug affixed to the maple trees brimming with sap. Bill McNamara knows every tree species on this mountain, tracing back to when he fell in love with the Arkansas Ozarks in the spring of 1974.
And everything was in bloom, and the water was everywhere, and it was beautiful. And a hawk followed us up the, led us up the hill, and it was sort of magic.
Raised in rural Louisiana, Bill and his former spouse, Melancy, she lives here as well, and she's from New Orleans, were both teachers, and they moved to the Ozarks to homestead 80 acres on Cave Mountain with a friend. The property's completely remote, just down the road from Hawksbill Crag, one of the most photographed views on the Buffalo River. The marriage dissolved 15 years ago, but the relationship, like the maple syrup, has simmered into a mellow friendship and productive business partnership. Bill lives in the family's original cabin across the road, and Melancy's in the main house, a beauty of a place, hand-built out of rough-cut oak with hand-hewn beams.
Well, I cut them out of an old cherry tree that had fallen over on the field line.
The couple also grew and put up much of their own food, had a milk cow chickens, and raised 3 sons, Patrick, John, and Christopher. Before settling here, Bill taught college art in Louisiana, even moved to Europe for a while. But this is home.
My land borders the Upper Buffalo Wilderness, which a lot of my paintings come from, and I just like to be able to wander out in the woods.
On occasion, bringing his pencils, paints, and papers, resulting in what his friend, the late author and art historian Donald Harrington, describes as magical realism. Bill McNamara has spent decades capturing ancient Ozarks wilderness by now, trees and karst, clad in moss and lichen, coursing with sparkling spring water. But he sees things differently from the rest of us.
Well, I think of it more as patterns and all, but I use the natural landscape to kind of develop my patterns.
Layers and layers of brush-painted transparent marks that define the surface, depth, and weight of a place, as well as its atmosphere. But McNamara says he started out as an abstract painter.
But in 1970, we were traveling, and I stopped beside this river in Idaho. And at the time, I was a little bit getting into Oriental art and philosophy. And they were, at the time, Western art was, there were so many words involved in describing what you were doing and all this. And I was trying to get just to the point of reacting and without, and just seeing what would come out. And I was doing watercolors at the time, but I thought you had to do them in a couple hours. And I sat down beside that river and worked for, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours, though I'd, you know, taking breaks. And that was sort of the beginning of this.
This meaning the pursuit of what he now calls abstract realism, which up close appear as small points, swirls, and lines of color, but from a distance merge into a luminous, almost photographic whole.
And I don't know, I like the chaotic look of it's an abstract thing up close to mess. And about 2/3 of the way through a painting or somewhere in there, I do away with any subject matter, and it's just me looking at the painting. And it's a mystery to me sort of where the criteria comes to pick what I'm doing. It's just a thought, you're just looking and reacting.
Much like traditional Chinese artists, he intentionally blends brush strokes with negative white space. The piece Upper Pool, for example, is of a cove, autumnal leaves floating upon milky turquoise water. 7 fish reveals placid minnows stationary against a clear, cold current along a stony creek bottom. Spring Run is of a gushing tributary, illuminated in April's halcyon light. His paintings of drenched red amaryllis blooms on fat green stalks, white bloodroot blossoms, and yellow crocus emerging from winter leaf duff reveal astonishing accuracy.
you know, I get good comments from geologists because they can name the rocks, tell me what kind of rocks they are.
And McNamara Wilderness snowscapes capture that incredible frigid blue light only present in silent deep winter. He says he may spend up to 8 hours a day painting.
It's a dance between putting in enough time to get it done and not putting in so much you burn yourself out over years and years of doing the same. And so luckily I don't feel comfortable if I don't paint enough. So I don't know, it's a habit I've gotten into, like some kind of drug, and you have to maintain it.
Bill McNamara mixes his own primary colors on an enamel palette rather than using pre-mixed paints. So he takes Windsor Newton Thalo Blue, Cadmium Yellow, Windsor Red, and Sepia Brown pigments and paints them on Arch's 300-pound watercolor paper. The works are large and take months to complete.
One of the artists that he always admired was Vermeer.
That's Melanzi McNamara, and she's referring to Johannes Vermeer, a 17th-century Dutch painter famous for his exquisite portraits, most notably The Girl with a Pearl Earring. Perhaps you've heard of it? Melanzi oversees the framing and marketing of Bill McNamara's work.
Billy has an unlisted number because he's a very private person and because I'm a detail person. And so I enjoy this. And I feel like his work promotes itself if only I can make it available for people who have never seen it. And that's how I see my role. And then I'm the record keeper because I'm really a detail person. So I have a chronology of all his paintings and slides. I keep all buyers. I know everybody who's ever bought a print. I like that. I like to know that. I like to be a facilitator, is how I see my role.
And the cataloging of McNamara is critical at this juncture because it will fetch a great deal of attention down the road off Cave Mountain. Original McNamaras are held by several museums as well as private collectors across the country, including well-known patrons. His offset and giclée prints are widely purchased. He does not exhibit in galleries. But Bill McNamara is feeling fertile these days, despite his age, 65, working on an ambitious 16-piece large watercolor national traveling exhibition. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.